Okay, so we just left off at the bottom of Lama Gimel on the base. Just to say out quickly that, well, we have this Braisa which has three cases. If someone shechts a stolen cow to a Bodhazara, he shechts to a Bodhazara, he shechts on a Shabbos, he shechts a Sharnisko. So all these cases, the Rameyer says you're Chayiv, Tervdal Behei, and the Chalmin says you're Pater. And there's an Akim in the case we're talking about, the case was Ayde Shliach. So the case is that the person who shechts it is Chayiv Misa, seemingly, and the person who sold it initially is the one who's Michayiv the Dal Behei. Rameyer says yes, Chalmin says no. So we gave the reason, there's a Yeshlech Rameyer, the Ribuyim for Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to, what's the reason for the Rabbanim? The Rabbanim is saying, since someone else shechts it, and he, the Ganev, is going to be Pater, the question is why? Doesn't he also agree to the Ribuyim? Also the case that's in the Yeshlech Rameyer. So the Gemara says yes, he does agree, or, well, Tosfos actually comes back to that, he says it. Some of them do agree to that Joshua. But what do they argue about? The Rabbanim come and argue about the din. These cases that they're Shechita Shein Aruya, that they hold like Rabbi Shimon, all these three cases are Shechita Shein, the Shechita itself is not a good Shechita. So if it's not a good Shechita, therefore that's why it's not going to be Nochi Adal Behe. Okay, so now we're starting from the top of Lamed Aleph.
But then the Shliach would also be Pater?
The person who Shechted himself?
Yeah.
He'd be Pater for Dal Behe, yeah, but he'd still be Chayav Shabbos. Or you have a Chayav Shabbos, you have a Chayav Azara, because I'm saying that's not changing. We're talking about the Dal Behei right now. That's what we're talking about.
But when we say that Shechita Shein Aruya, Lo Shmei Shechita,
well, why is it Shechita Shein Aruya? It's a Shechita Shein Aruya because of Lavo Azara, because of Shabbos, because of Shar Nisko.
But the Maisa that he did of Shechita is still considered a Maisa of Lavo Azara.
Yeah. Well, that's Mitzvah Shechita Renu, the Indian Dal Behei.
So he's still a Chayav Misa?
Yeah.
Okay,
good. So now we're starting to talk about Al-Malaf. We're just asking that Shechita Shabbos, El Shechita Shabbos, Shechita Ruyah, is Shechita Shabbos really Shechita Ruyah? Did not, we have this Mishnah, Shochet the Shabbos, Yom Kippurim, Afa Pishin, Skaya bin Afsho, Shechita doesn't share. So we have somebody who shechts on Shabbos, Yom Kippur. Even though you're Chayav Misa, Skaya bin Afsho, the Shechita's Kshera. Oh, so how do we see the Shechita Kshera? So how can we say Shabbos in that list, Shechita Ruyah? So we say, so the answer is Sabbalah Kirby Yochan Sandler. So we hold the Yerucha Lassaner from this Braisa following up ahead. This is what we're focused on right now. This Hanya. Hamabashal B'shaz B'shogi Yochal B'mezid Lo Yochal Dibur B'meir. So B'meir says that someone who chefs it, who cooks on Shabbos, B'shogi, if he does B'shogi, Yochal, he's allowed to eat it, even on, seemingly even on Shabbos. We'll get to the Rashi in a second. B'mezid, he's not allowed to eat. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogig, in the case of Shogig, Yochal, L'motzei Shabbos. That he's allowed to eat Daska L'motzei Shabbos. On Yom Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to eat. L'motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. B'mezid lo yecholam, he's not allowed to eat it at all. V'chal. So the question is, what is the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda Shita? So let's look at Rashi.
Well, first, just from the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says, La'atzno, that he can eat it. B'shogig, But Rabbi Yehuda says he can only do Moshe Shabbos.
Exactly, so that's one way right there. In the case of Shogeg, we know there's a court, seeing the passages of the Gemara, there's a clear difference in the case of Shogeg between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Granted. But let's see, fill in the other factors within Rashi.
Okay.
So Rashi says, B'shogeg Yochal, Afilu Bo Bayom. Even on Shabbos itself, according to Rabbi going to Rabbi Meir, she said you can eat. B'mezid, no, B'mezid Lo Yochal, what does that mean? He said, "Isn't who Leola? He, the guy himself who did the cooking, then the Aveiro, the Yisra Shabbos, he is not allowed to eat it." Avlachirim Yisraelim Ochlin.
Why do you say Yisraelim?
Why do you say Yisraelim? Well, because Goyim are allowed to eat it. That's the end of Rashi. The end. Good point. Well, I guess we'll mention it now. Then we'll get back to it. But that he said that it's the. The Isser, we said there's no Isser Hana, right? We're gonna learn from the Pesukim later on that there's no Isser Hana on these. It's from Lachem Shalev, therefore there's no Isser.
You sell to a guy?
You sell to a guy, exactly. So because if there would be an Isser Hana, you couldn't even sell it to a guy. But since there's no Isser Hana, that's why you're allowed to give it to guys. That's why it is Isser Hana. Valid point. We'll get back to that. Okay. So, Baal, what does he say? He says he himself is a Sguli Olam. He's also Olam. Seemingly Olam meaning both on Shabbos and Matzei Shabbos. That's what seems to come out according to Rashi. The question is, what about Acher? What about Rashi doesn't mention anything about Acher. Seemingly, the fact that he doesn't mention it seems to be a thing that maybe that he's completely mutter. That they can eat both by Yom and after Shabbos. Right? So we're right now standing that Rabbi Meir is saying on Shabbos, Bishogeg, everyone's mutter always. Mm-hmm. And B'mezid, he, the guy himself doing the Isser Shabbos, he's Aser Leolam, both on Shabbos and in the after Shabbos. But the person, the Achirim, seems to be mutter B'kulam and everything. Even on Shabbos itself, sounds like. Because he doesn't mention it. He said Abel Achir Misraeli Mokla. It doesn't say when. So it seems even leaving on Shabbos itself. Maybe. Okay. So that's where we're at right now. So that's Rabbi Meir. Now Rabbi Yudashit. What did Rashi say Rabbi Yudashit is? We hear Omer Beshogi Yochal, who the Motzei Shabbos? That he is Motzertinit on Motzei Shabbos. Vlogo Bayom. Beshogeg, he is allowed to eat on Motzei Shabbos, but not on Shabbos itself. Beshogeg, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because of Eki Rashi. Because it's in the Shogeg to Mezid. Because Rashi says that the Mezid Knas of Shogeg Atu may do it on the Mezid. The strange thing is, though, if that's just understand, Shogeg Atu Mezid, what would you think? That we make a Knas on the same level of Mezid, that it's Aser Yid Meshogeg. The problem is, according to Yehuda, the Mezid, it's Aser Leolam. And he's saying Meshogeg, it's Aser only Motzei Shabbos, only on Shabbos itself.
So it's not like a full-fledged
exactly. So it seems like this Shogeg Mezid seems to be definitely not Dafka Shogeg Mezid. It can't be to the complete extent. So we'll get back to this when we get to the Shita. We'll get back to this in a second, but just note that. Okay, and that's all the Shogeg. And though he doesn't mention all about Acher. What about Acher? He doesn't mention anything about Acher. Okay, but he says who? If he himself is only us there on Shabbos, so I think others would be mutter even on Shabbos itself, it sounds like. The fact meaning who's shy to Kone Shogeg Atu Mezid? Only him, because he's only dead. Others aren't shy to that Knas. Therefore, they'd be able to even go by Yom. Okay, but Mezid Lo Yochal, who Olamis El Acher? That he is Aser Olamis forever, but Acherim, due to the El Acherim, seems to be not at least Olamis. The question is, what is he not? So it sounds like we just touched on Rashi, doesn't Acherim Mutzer, it seems maybe even on Shabbos itself. So what comes out of this, and we're going to get to this, that the Mezid of, what was the Mezid of Yehuda saying? The Mezid of Yehuda is that he is Aser, what?
La'atzmo la'acherim.
La'atzmo, he's Aser on Shabbos and Matzei Shabbos. La'acherim, it sounds like he's Mutzer, even on Shabbos. And what was the Mezid of Yehuda? Mezid Yehuda was, he's Aser Le'olam, Rashi said. Also, it's on Shabbos and after Shabbos. And others are Mutzer, even on Shabbos. So it sounds like maybe you can read from the Pashas of Rashi that the Mezid of Rabbi Yehuda and the Mezid of Rabbi Meir are the exact same. Sound good?
In both Asma and Lachir.
Yes. That means they're exactly the same Shita. That Mezid, the same dinner. So the Shita, though, didn't think this is true. He's trying to explain what is Rashi Shita. There's the note, we're going to get to this in a little second, but there's a Rashi and Chulin, which learns this whole Machlokes, these three Machlokes, like Tosfos, which is very different from Rashi. So just a note, there seems already, Marsha point and Chulin points out, there's a seer between Rashi and Chulin, Rashi by us. So the question is, what is Rashi saying really here? Does Rashi really hold that the Mezid of Rabbi Yehuda and the Mezid of Rabbi Meir are the exact same? So the Shita wants to say no. And he wants to use, based off that Rashi over here, of Kansin and Shogeg Atu Mezid. That's what the Shita wants to base off this dark box
that. That's what Rashi said.
Yeah, based off that Rashi, that statement Rashi here, that's who wants to make his
skull. He loves to do the math. And make things in Rashi.
Exactly. Keywords in Rashi. So the Shita wants to explain this follows. He introduces it with a cloud that there's, first of all, the Shogeg Atu Mezid, and Shogeg Atu Mezid only applied by him himself. Right? Others are not Shogeg Atu Mezid. He himself, if he didn't Mezid, he's aser. So we konis on him for himself shogeg. But there's no reason to extend that to others for shogeg. That's step one. Step two, there is a klal we know that what's the whole reason for the iser to begin with for other people or in general for achera. He wants to say it's based off that we don't want b'shogeg. The reason is because the shogeg to mezid. But why mezid itself is it aser? So the Shita wanted to say, the reason it's aser is that shlo tavid b'nei isurim. We don't want people getting hana, getting benefit from isurim. So b'fi that time, that we don't want people to get hana from isurim, that reason should be shayach to himself, as well as achir. So according to Yehuda, who says, Yehuda is the Shita we're saying, is saying he's shogeg to mezid, and because he's shogeg to mezid, the reason the mezid it's aser is that you shouldn't go and get hana from an eser. So according to Yehuda, so for achirim, they're also shayach to this reason that we don't want them to get hana from an eser. So therefore, the mezid it'd be aser bo by yom for achirim as well. That's what Yehuda's Shita. Yehuda's going to say that because he's already so machmir, we know Yehuda's more machmir. He's coming to show up to mezid. There is a certain amount of chumrah associated with Rabbi Yehuda Shita already. So because there is this chumrah, we say he's already on the path towards making... Therefore, he's going to go and say the whole time for the reason is that you shouldn't get anaf from Esser, and therefore will be applied even as well to Acher. So it comes down to the mezid Acherim of Aser both by Yom. For him himself, it's Aser both by Yom and Lachar Shabbos. B'shogeg or Rabbi Yehuda come out the same thing that only he is aser bo bayom. Rabbi Meir, that idea lo tav meisur is not shayach, and therefore Rabbi Meir would say only b'mezid, only he himself would be aser bo leolam, but achirim would be mutter even bo bayom. So that's how the Shita wants the machal between, and he had a dick in the words themselves. He had a dick from the fact that the Gemara says by Rabbi Yehuda. What is the words of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, "Lo yovel alamis," that he himself, the guy himself, is not allowed to eat le'olamis forever. Why is there the extra word alamis? What's that adding? Seemingly, because there are others who are not aser olamis. They're aser bo bayom. So then, Rabbi Yehuda who holds the mezid. That's why he says olamis. He himself as an iser even after Matzah Shabbos. That's why he's olamis. Rabbi Meir, who says just the iser is on him, even though it's Matzah Shabbos, he doesn't use the word olamis. He is not coming to exclude anybody else because achirim are mutter even b'bayom. That's what he said in the Shita. So the Shita wanted to read Rashi as saying that they're really Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are different. That Rabbi Meir, b'shogeg, everyone's mutter. B'mezid, he is completely aser, bo b'yom and matzei Shabbos. And achirim are mutter, both b'yom b'yom and b'shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'shogeg, he is aser, bo b'yom, but mutter, bo matzei Shabbos, and everyone else is mutter, even bo b'yom. But b'mezid, Rabbi Yehuda, as saying that b'mezid, he's aser olamis, forever. On Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos, Achirim are only aser bo bayom.
But then you still have the problems of being aser b'mezid because you don't want to, you don't have enough from an isur, even l'achirim. How do you get rid of that problem?
According to Yehuda?
Yeah.
No, that's why it's aser for achirim. I mean, but we wouldn't go so. I mean, when we make this isur that we don't want to get people to get enough from isur, that's only on Shabbos itself. Go so far to say, to extend to even the Aser, even after Shabbos, that's so far we wouldn't go. We only made an Aser on Shabbos for that.
Also, we pointed out that if Rabbi Meir would say La'achirim, the Mezid was Mutter Bones to Shabbos, and we said the same thing Rabbi Yehuda, then what would be the difference between them?
Yeah, exactly. So that's why we wanted to say that no, there is that difference.
And Rabbi Meir would say La'achirim and Mezid is
Mutter
even Bobayam.
Exactly, for Achirim. And if it helps you, I don't know, it may confuse you more, but I made a chart.
Can I make a copy of that after this year?
We'll see. Okay, I may make a copy for this year. I showed this already. I don't know if I'll be a mascot yet. But okay, fine. So
why not?
But I forgot the sheet the last time I did, that's why. I didn't turn the sheet in there, so I added a little bit in the end there. Fine. So that's, okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda versus, Rabbi Meir, according to Rashi. And then Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is very simple. That's Bo Bayom, everyone's also Ahid and Acherim. And for others, at Bo Bayom, everyone's Azer. And Motzei Shabbos, only him's Isser. But for others, it's Motzei. That's the Shogi. But B'mezid, everyone's Azer all the time. And that's where we're basing up Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. So let's see Tosfos now, because once we're in this idea already, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Okay, so let's see Tosfos. Tosfos wants to, this is going to spell the Shita through. Trying to explain these gemaras, he's supposed to bring rise from different gemaras here. So Tosfos, dear Maskel, Mavashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yocha. Okay, someone cooks on Shabbos b'Shogeg Yocha. Perish, this is Rabbi Meir talking right now. He's in Rabbi Bo Bayom Afilu Hu, that eat b'Shogeg, he cooks on Shogeg on Shabbos. It's Mutzer Bo Bayom even for himself. I mean, Achem of course would be Mutzer Bo Bayom, but even for himself would be Mutzer. Can the Fash b'Ker here? He wants to bring rise from some more Shabbos. They asked from Rabbi Abba, then the case, Shacha Kedera al Gabi Kira, who Bishlo Bashabbos. So the halacha of the case was that someone forgot a Kedera, a pot, on the stove on Shabbos, and then Shabbos came, they left it on for Shabbos, it cooked, that's the Isser Shekia on Shabbos. Question is, what's it did? Is it mutter to eat it or not? Adam Vashem Shabbos will cook on Shabbos. B'shogeg Yochal. The din is, if asking that you could eat it. Oh, so B'shogeg Yochal, so what are we talking about? Ulo Osu Shabbos Kaboy. So the Tosos was indicted. That Gemara, when asked the question, we're talking about on that Shabbos. They're asking right now, on Shabbos itself, are we allowed to eat it? So the fact that it's talking about B'shogeg Yochal, therefore must be, even though by Yom, it's Mutter.
Even Latzmo.
Even Latzmo, exactly. So exactly, Hassam, so these are supposed to point out exactly, Hassam, over there in that Gemara, he asked Zera Shalom Yomar Shokach and Ibn Bezid Lo Yochal, that there it asked that maybe about the Havin is you would want to go, that maybe the Havin of the question, he asked Zera Shalom, maybe you come to ask Zera, that in general of Meshogi would ask because maybe the claim Shokach and that Meshogi would really did Ibn Bezid. So perish, that zera itself, that idea, would imply bin hu bin la'acher. Bo bayom. That zera was the afka saying, bin hu bin la'acher, it should be aser bo bayom. Av motzei Shabbos, that he did not be sharp. But motzei Shabbos, even for himself, it would be mutter. So this is what he's trying to say. There's 2 points Tosfos is trying to drive from the Gemara. One is, it's mutter even bo bayom. And two, we're not machalik between him, la'atzmo, and acher. That's the 2 points he wants to drive out from this Gemara. The Ha'al Perakam of the Chulin, he also brings the Gemara from the Gemara Chulin. Ahim Asnisa, this Mishnah, which we brought down earlier, the Shokah, the Shabbat, and Kiburim, Achal Pish and Eschai Benafsho, Shechitasot Sheira, that even though you're Chayiv Misa, the Shechita is Kasha. Part of the Gemara asked, V'nukma b'mezid, Rabbi Meir, let's say this Mishnah is going like, it's talking even in case of Mezid, and it's going like Rabbi Meir. So why is Shechitasot Sheira? Because who is going outside for him? But other people, it's much. Therefore, Shechitas and Shera. Right? So, Bishani, the more answers, lo, no. Saka, that it's in the Tiktani Shabbos, doing it to Yom Kippurin. That we thought that, the Havim was that we thought we should compare Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Ma Yom Kippur, lo shna shogeg, lo shna mezid. Just like Yom Kippur, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid. The Gemara says so too. Shabbos also we don't make a distinction between Shogi and Mezid. So therefore, we're not really mad. So Tosfos is pointing out from this. The Hasha, now, Ilacher and Shari. If for other people it would be Mutter, but Bayom, Lifroch mi Mezid Gufet. We would be able to ask from Mezid itself. The Ma Yom Kippur, Loshna Lov, Loshna Lacherim. That within the case of Mezid, just like Kippur, there's no difference between him and others. They both have the same din, both us. So too by Shabbos. You wouldn't have to go from Shogeg to Mezid. You can within Shogeg to Mezid itself in Machalik between him and Acher. So the Eli, they also are to Shabbos have a Lamei Marshi Yotok Shera. So in other words, what he's trying to build out is that it must be, meaning, if we thought that him is mutter, meaning bogayom, that others is mutter, but for himself it's aser bogayom, right? That we make a chilek between himself and others, then the Gemara should have asked over there the question of how could we go like a remeyer, we know that just like in Kippur the shogeg and mezid are the same, so too Shabbos mezid and shogeg. I mean, remeyer holds there's a difference between mezid and shogeg, right? So if according to remeyer, mezid by the case of mezid, there'd be a difference between him and others, then that itself would have been the Gemara itself would have asked that as the question.
So mashma that there is no difference.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to prove. Mashma that there is no difference between himself and others.
The
Mason. All right, well, I'll show you in general. Exactly. It's meaning that that's what I was trying to prove. What he's trying to prove in this Gemara is that there's no difference between himself and others. So that was in terms of him and others. The Eli, so and yeah, exactly. And the Eli, they also, and just, and he wants to also say that in terms of, yeah, the Eli, they also, and if himself would be usher, off the Matzah Shabbos, even Matzah Shabbos would be usher. I mean, now he's going on to Remeir B'Mezid. If a Remeir B'Mezid would be, it's usher even Matzah Shabbos, have a little mirror, she does a cheer up, it's honey, loshna achir. Did Gamar Hassan, all your milk and I. So the Gemara then, if we said that even Matzah Shabbos, Rabbi Meir would say it's usher for himself, so then it should have said that. I think saying that the peer, why then that in itself I think would have been the rejection. I mean, the way we rejected Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, for example, it brings Rabbi Yochanan Sandler in here. The Gemara asked, why can't maybe the Mishnah be like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler? And it said it can't be like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler because Rabbi Yochanan Sandler differentiates between him and Acher, right? Himself and others. So he's saying that just like over there, the Gemara could have asked that as a kircha. Rabbi Yochanan asked that as a kircha and Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. So we couldn't learn out. So therefore, the Gemara would have also learned out to ask that as a kircha and Rabbi Meir as well. The fact that it doesn't shows you, again, he's just trying to bring many different aspects. So these Gemaras here, a little complicated Gemara, but the Gemara is trying to point the fact that there's no difference between him and others. Okay? We start with clarity? Yeah? Okay, good. Fine. That is, okay, so this is right. So now he's getting to his basic yisod. What is his basic shita? Okay. V'od. D'imkin. If we would say that for himself, it would be Aser B'motze Shabbos, right? If he himself, then it would be amazing, be Aser on Shabbos, even Motze Shabbos. Hayinu Mezid Rabbi Yehuda. Oh. Then that'd be the same as the Mezid case of Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. Kimba Shafar. It's like he's going to explain later on in the following toast. Dibbe Itzrex Rabbi Yehuda, Lafuke Mezid, the Milsa Mashma, the Polygnami Amezid. The fact that we need to go again and teach Rabbi Yehuda's din by Mezid, I mean, what we could have done? We could have said, we quoted Rabbi Meir's statement, and then said, Rabbi Yehuda's argued by Kisa Shogi. We wouldn't need to teach again the din of Mezid by Rabbi Yehuda if he's the same as Rabbi Meir. He just could have said, Ashogi Kaligi. The fact that he brings both down, Shogi and Mezid down in this statement, he brings both scenarios, shows that there's a difference between his Mezid and Rabbi Meir's Mezid. We good? So what is that difference? So we'll come down, according to Tosos, is this. The difference is that according to Rabbi Meir, the Mezid, it's both of them, him and Achim, are usher on Shabbos itself, but mutter b'mutzei Shabbos, right? And but that's just the Mezid. The Shogeg is cool and mutter. And what's the Shogeg? That's Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda can't be the same. So we're gonna see the next Tosos, and we'll see what Rabbi Yehuda's did. So the Shogeg. Next one says the Yerushalmi Shogeg Yochal b'mutzei Shabbos. Shogi Rabbi Yehuda Havi Kemo Shapirashi Mezid Rabbi Meir. The Hamuki Mahasa Masisa the Shogi B'Shabbos Kavasei. So we say the case of Shogi of Rabbi Yehuda is equivalent to the Mezid of Rabbi Meir. What was the Mezid of Rabbi Meir again?
That was Shogi B'Shabbos Ben Las
Exactly, and it's Aser Bo Bayom for both of them. So shogi. So now we have shogi or remeir mutter completely. Mezer remeir usher completely on Shabbos for him and our family, but mutter completely on our Shabbos. Shogi Rehuda, exact same. The shogi Rehuda is the same thing as the mezer remeir.
Usher just bovayon.
Exactly.
Bein latzva bein lachir.
Exactly. Okay.
But what about the mezer for Rabbi Yehuda lachir?
Oh, good. That's the next point. Rex Tosfos says the mezer lo yocha alanis. The mezid you're not allowed to eat beyond forever, even though it's a Shabbos. Who? Like you said, that's Dafka him. He himself is not allowed to eat it on Matzah Shabbos, even on Matzah Shabbos. Al Achirim Oklin, but Achirim can't eat on Matzah Shabbos. D'i Achirim Nami lo yochlu olamez, because if it would be Aser even on Matzah, even if it would be Aser even on Matzah Shabbos, Haynu mezid Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Then that would be the same as the mezid of Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. He's going to write it out. Okay.
This is just for me. I'm sorry.
No problem. Do it. I'll let you know if you're correct. Okay. So I'm just going to... So let me just say this out. So for one second, let's finish Tosfos. Chol the Milsa. Mezid Rabbi Meir. Shogi Rabbi Yehuda. The mezid Rabbi Meir is the same as the Shogi Rabbi Yehuda. Mezid Rabbi Yehuda. Shogi Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. So... One last summary. Rabbi Meir Bishog, for Tosos. Rabbi Meir Bishogeg. Kulo Mutter. Everyone's Mutter, even on Shabbos. Mazid Rabbi Meir. He and the others are Mutter on Shabbos. Our Usher on Shabbos. Mutter, the Mutter Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Bishogeg. Rabbi Yehuda Bishogeg.
However, you could eat it on
in other words, the same as Rabbi Meir.
Yes.
Rabbi Yehuda Bishogeg. It's
so
he is Asher Liola. He for on Shabbos and Mutzah Shabbos. Achirim are Asher on Shabbos, but Mutzah Bo Bayom. Mutzah Shabbos, exactly. And Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Shogeg, what's Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Shogeg? The same as Rabbi Yehuda to Mezid.
Yeah.
That he himself,
Asher
Liola, others cannot eat it on Shabbos, but Mutzah Shabbos. And Mezid Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, Asher Hulat of Achirim Olamis. That is Tosfos' understanding of this machlokas. Yes?
Yes? I can't see from here.
Yes?
No. I can't
yes.
see. It's this not
one second, I'm just trying to focus.
The board.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. You're good. Awesome. He's good. Okay. So that's the basic breakdown of the machlokas as we have right now.
You didn't want to put Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler in there?
We didn't do that? Yeah.
We did.
We kind of did, yeah. So, what did Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler say?
So Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler was amazing.
According to Rashi or Tosfos?
Tosfos.
Well, actually, they're the same.
They're the
actually.
Same.
It comes out the same, exactly. According to Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, she's just the same.
Lasso, Bishogeg, Mutter, Bimotze Shabbos.
Exactly, Mutter, Motze Shabbos.
No, he can't eat it forever.
For himself?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's a Usher. Eat Bishogeg, he's Usher.
But at Harem, don't worry, you can eat Motze Shabbos.
Yeah.
Oh, but Usher and Bimazin.
Yeah.
Mazin, everyone's Usher.
Bishogeg.
B'shogeg Motzei Shabbos for Acherim. B'mezid Aser Geolamis. Exactly.
Very cute.
Okay, good. So that's recap. So that's, we have these differences. Rashi,
she
but
just
feet,
to
she's not a toast, folks.
Okay,
fine. So now that's what the basic breakdown. And let's keep moving. We got some more to cover. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So again, we stated out Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Let me just say it. Sorry, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, Omer, Beshogeg Yoncha, Lo Matzei Shabbos, La Acherim, Daf Acherim, Velo Lo, but he himself is Aser, even Matzei Shabbos. But Mezin Lo Yocholam, it's Lo Lo, Velo Acherim, neither him nor others. So what comes out is, the Shita who comes out being Aser, the Mezin, for everybody, is Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, and that seems to be the Shita's holds. The Maaseh Shabbos is Shechitaso Pasul. Not a good, is not share.
But let me ask you this.
Shechita, Sheinu Ruah, Lo Shema Shechita.
We don't care that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would say the same thing la'acherim, but we do care that they would say the same thing la'atzma, the mezid?
According to Tosfos. You're saying that the Rabbi Meir the Rabbi Yehuda b'shogeg is the same as the Rabbi Meir b'mezid.
No, I'm saying over here we didn't want to say that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir la'atzma would be saying the same thing.
Right? No. We want to say b'mezid. We don't want to say that b'mezid they were saying the same thing.
We don't want to say that.
Yeah.
But why don't we care that they say the same thing la'acherim?
No. No. There's here. Here's your charts a little. Okay, fine. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda make statements about both acherim, or seemingly we're saying we're touching it. They're saying about mezid and shogeg, about himself and others, right? So what the problem? Meaning the Gemara itself. Next, my bad. The Gemara itself only is mechalik in terms of these two shitas, in terms of mezid and shogeg, right? So the Gemara itself, that's what the Gemara itself. I mean, we add in terms of how we know the Rishonim in terms of himself versus others. That's what the Gemara, the Rishonim added in. But the Gemara itself is just Machala, it's just a different sheet in terms of Mezid and Shogeg. So the problem is that if we would say, and that's what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara, when it brings down, just trying to bring down the Mezid versus Shogeg. So the fact that the mezid of one of others is equivalent to the mezid of the shogim of someone else's, that's not necessarily a problem because that's not repeated. The point is, we want to don't say the same thing.
Okay.
We don't want the mezid of Rabbi Meir being the same thing as the mezid of Yehuda, because then Rabbi Meir doesn't have to say the mezid. He'll just say, I only argue in terms of the shogim. But in terms of asim rachir, that's mixed up in terms of the general within those shitas. That makes sense. Okay. So, okay, fine. So, Zerashi. Okay, fine. And as Aaron pointed out, the Rashi points out to Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, La'achirin, let's talk about Rashi as in Yisrael. La'achirin, Yisrael, Abu Mochel, Nosun, La'avoy Chav. You could go and sell to a guy. Why? Because it's Matarbana, as we're about to see in the Gemara right now. So my time is the Rebbe Hanassan. Now figure, what is the reason my Rebbe Hanassan learned? The Rashi says, Damar Maisa Shabbat Asur Bachila. That again, we're saying that, again, we're trying to say that the Tana of the Braisa, or the Chama Shita of the Braisa, that says, that has in the list Shabbos of cases where there would be no Dal Dehei, but you Shechta the Shabbos or Shliach, there would be no Dal Dehei. Why? Bishkita Psula. So why is Shkita Psula? Because you're saying, by Shkita Shabbos, it's the Rebbe Hanassan learned. The Maisa Shabbos is also Midaraisa, right? So let's see the Gemara. Maisa Midaraisa Sanler. Kizdar Shabichia Pischa Zvenasim. The Pasuk says, Ushmartim Esa Shabbos Ki Kodesh Ilachem. You should guard the Shabbos because it's Kodesh Ilachem. Ma, and what's the Joshua? Ma Kodesh Osir Vachila. Ad Maisa Shabbos Asur Vachila. So just like Kodesh Osir Vachila, so to Maisa Shabbos Osir Vachila. So the hectic ish that we see from Shabbos is the Kodesh in the Pasuk. That's how we know there's Isra La'achila by both of them. By Shabbos. By Maisa Shabbos. So, Kodesh Asarana, Ach Maisa Shabbos Asarana. And if you want to say that Kodesh is Asarana, so too I would think even Maisa Shabbos should be Asarana. Because again, we have in the Pasuk the comparison between Kodesh and Shabbos. So why not Jatamana as well? So, Tam Lomar Lochem. But the Pasuk adds the word of Lochem. What does that mean? Shalachem yehei, that you're yours. In other words, you're allowed to go and get hana from it. So Gemara asks another question. Yachal afil b'shogeg. You would think maybe this would apply even b'shogeg. In other words, you would think there would be an iser ma'aseh Shabbos even b'shogeg. Tamalo mer mechaleh mos yumas. Pasuk says, mechaleh mos yumas. But mezer amar tzil tov lo b'shogeg. So it sounds like mechaleha. It's like, I think we could have read this diak both ways. It could have been from the mechaleha. Your mechalit, it's not just, it became a filo through your passive action, through a shogeg. You were actively mazed mechalit. That's one way we read it. The other way we read it. But another way I thought you could have read the diak and have you know mazed not shogeg is mos yumas. You die. If it's a shogeg, you're not going to kill.
That's much, yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Yo,
so, but you can go
beat.
No,
you beat Rabbi Allen.
Nah, you fuss. Innovative, okay. Right? Okay. So,
are you serious?
Okay. So, let's keep going. Let's talk about it later. Okay, so now, let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi. Okay, so Rashi says. Okay, my time. Rashi says. My time for Ruchama Sandler, my time for Rahila. Rashi Yafal Athil Bishog. You make even Bishog, it's Aser. Te Aser Rahila in Shogun Bibisho Shlol Yelly Shabbos. What was the Shogi? The Shogi it is, but you didn't know what Shabbos. He gave an example. So it says.
Why does it have to be you didn't know Shabbos? It could have been you didn't know it was Aser.
If you didn't know it was Aser.
Also, you should be.
That would be. It's good aura. I guess, maybe we'll get back to this later. Let's see if we get to this. But you could. If you're Shogeg. If you didn't. Well, you didn't, well what does it mean that Shogeg and the Shabbos? Well, Shogeg and the Shabbos can mean many things. No?
Shogi and Shabbos, that's what meant you didn't know it was Shabbos.
That is one type of Shogi and Shabbos. You can say Shogi and Shabbos could mean that you didn't know it.
It
could be both. I mean, he said actually, Shalom Yada Shu. He said, didn't know Shabbos. No, actually, I don't know. No, I think your point, you're valid. That's not Lo Yada Shu Shabbos. He said, that's Mavish, that you didn't know it was Shabbos. That's the Shogi. Why did he say you didn't know it was Aser? Maybe it didn't be different. You gotta go back to last year and figure out. We didn't do this at the fair last year, so actually we're not with you. Okay. Next Rashi. Rashi's in the Chalah, huh? Heicha de'ika chiyav misa asur b'achila ki kodesh. That Nechaleha Moshe Mas, where there's a chiyav misa, that's where it's asur b'achila, because it says ki kodesh. That's b'mezen amarti. That's the adapt of b'mezen, shehu asur ki kodesh. The ha'gabe chiyav misa, that's b'chiyav misa, lo shogi, not b'shogi. So Maisa Shabbos, the Mezid Asur Min Atar Bachil Rabbi Yochanan Sanda. So that's what comes up. Basically, what comes up is Maisa Shabbos Asur Bachil Karnji Rabbi Yochanan Sanda, right? So before I get to the Ravana Shita, I think I'm going to catch up with some Tosfos. So Tosfos, Amar Kral Lachem. I think it's where I'm up to. Yeah. Tosfos Nirmasa Amar Kral Lachem. Okay. The Im Tomar Lo Lechtov Lo Kodesh Lo Lachem Vari Yedan Asir Bachila Me Lo Tochal Kol Toeva. So there is a klal where there's another. I don't remember what the Gemara is actually. But there's a klal that anything which the Torah says is a to'iva, that the Torah does not want, thinks it's disgusting, it's something the Torah does not want you to do, there is an iser, a lotof, you're not allowed to eat it. So Tosas is. I'll give you a little more background. So there's a machlokes. In the Gemara Pesachim, and I think a few other places also, between Rabbi Yehoshua and Chizkia. Rabbi Yehoshua says, any time it says, Lo Tochal, it's Aser Bein Bachil or Bein Bahana. Chizkia says, no. It has to be Dafka, any Lashon of Achila, Lo and Achila, that's going to Mashma, it's Achila and it's Arna. The Tanav Chizkia's assumption is that only when it says lo ye'achel would there be nesar amna. Any other lashon achila, we would not say this. No, there's only nesar achila. So,
like what, for example? Lo tochal.
Maybe it's definitely the Gemara Pesachim. I'll have to look up after. It's the whole chata alpha based. There's a bunch of cases. Not to be is between them. I think one of them is Giranasha. That's why I think I remember that Gemara. I have to look at it after.
Oh, yeah.
But there are no cases that
don't.
What? According to both of them, Lo Yechel would be both. Exactly. Lo Yechel. But, okay, so what Tosfos is asking, is that from the general cloud that you're not allowed to, if it's Usher, you can't eat it, then there's, if Usher, that means you're not allowed to eat it, right? So why do you need the Pasek? I mean, it says, you need a Pasek to say, you need the Ki Kodesh to tell you it's Aser. And you need the Lachem to tell you it's Mutzah, right? That's okay, fine. So Tosfos is saying, don't write Kodesh, don't write Lachem, and then I know it's just Aser L'Achila. So who's he going like? He's going like Chizkia. That we know from the fact that generally this is a din of Aser, it's a general din of any Lo Achila, to tell you that there's only Aser B'Achila. Right? That's the standard. The standard according to Chizkia is, anytime there's low something low tof whatever it is, there's no iser, there's an iser achila. No iser anah. So Tosfos says here, assuming in his question, that take out the word kodesh, take out the word kodesh tells you the iser, and lachan tells you the heter, the hana. So take them both out, and what are you left with? You're left with only an iser achila. So this question is assuming we're going like this.
Chizkiya was the one that said that lav of achila does not assume also enough.
Exactly. So just any stam iser achila would only be achila, not hana. So these cases, you, from just on the fact that things which are aser, we say there's low salt, there's no, you're not allowed to eat it, that itself would have been enough. Without any kodesh to aser, and without lechem, lematir, the hana. Just take them both out of the psukim. Don't learn those things out. That's the question Tosfos. I'm supposed to, there's actually Tosfos over there, I think it was in the Kulin, I think, says exactly, who asked the question in a different way, and say, just take out kodesh. But leave in lachan, because he holds the question of the consumption that Tosfos was he's going like Rabbi Abahu. We just contrasted those two. That Tosfos asked only take out in over there. He says, take out the kodesh, because that we would know, but the lachan leave in, because there would be an otherwise a baseline Isser Bahana. So tell you something around, you would still need the lachan. As with the Artos, it says take out both, because we know the standard is it's Aser Bahila and not Hana. So take out both Kodesh and Lachem. Clear?
Beautiful.
Okay. Let's go to the answer. So the answer is the Yesh Lomar. The E may hasam. If we learned it out from over there, Hadamina bin Shogi bin Mazin. I would assume that's going whether talking about Bashogi, whether talking about Mazin. It would be aser ba'achila, right? L'hachi yisru l'mithav hacha l'samachecha l'mechalalecha. That we needed to tap to teach these drushes over here, this pasuk of kikodesh shilachem, because kikodesh shilachem is right next to mechala mos yumas. And we learn from mechala mos yumas that this is dafka b'mezid, but b'shul gibi mutter. So in order to teach you the din of in general that this Maaseh Shabbos is only aser b'mezid and not b'shogeg, that's why we need to teach these limudim of mechala of kikodesh shilachem to teach you it's aser b'achila and mutar b'hana.
It's only aser b'mezid and not b'shogeg.
Exactly. Only because it's right next to mechala mos yumas.
Right.
If it wasn't there, then you would think it'd be aser even b'mishogeg ben b'mezid from the standard. So yes, that's why we have these cooking. That's why we have kodesh. That's why we have lachem. To teach you that that's going to be made for this all talk about. But shogi, we would not apply this. Okay.
I wrote that instead of kiddush nashar, I wrote basar b'challah.
Basar b'challah. Okay, fine.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that's so this, the next one. So this is a similar question. The next point. Next one is divrei maaseh. He kodesh in maaseh kodesh. That this is kodesh and not maaseh kodesh. No, wait, this is actually, no, this is next Gemara. Alright, so let me read the next Gemara, then I'll go back to this. Wait, is this?
No, it's the same,
we did this.
Oh,
that was the Havamir, right? No, it's the next Gemara, Let's read the next Gemara inside, then we'll go back to this. So, go back to this point. Okay, so Gemara says that regarding this issue of Maaseh Shabbos, Pligi bar Ravacha of Ravina, Chad Amar Maaseh Shabbos Daraisa, but Chad Amar Darabanan. One says it's Maaseh Shabbos Daraisa, one says Darabanan. Ma Amar Daraisa Kedamar. So everything works out well. The Joshua we said from Kiko to Shilachem, that's our source of Maaseh Shabbos Asim Daraisa. Ma Amar Darabanan. But according to Ma Amar says it's only Asim Darabanan. Amar Krav, the Pasuk says Kodeshi, that this is Kodeshi, this is Kodesh. He kodesh, the Shabbos is kodesh we're talking about, the Maaseh kodesh, but the Maaseh Shabbos is not kodesh. It's not aser midar aser. That's why they say it's only aser midar rabban. Let's read the whole thing inside. Ulamad amar darban, the one who says that Maaseh Shabbos is only aser rabbanon, my tamai is rabbanon. What is the reason for the rabbanon? Again, what's rabbanon? The Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Meir and the Brisa, who say that the kiddin of Shochet, B'Shabbes, that there is putz, there's a patur from Dal Dehei. We said the reason over there, we said that why is putz? We thought initially what's the reason you're putzer? Because Maisa Shabbos is us, the Raisa. That's why, because Shita Shein Aruya. And Shita Shein Aruya, because Maisa Shabbos is the Raisa. So the question, according to the man that says Maisa Shabbos Darbanan, so why is it Shita Sapsu? Why is it not Kasha Shita? Why do we say the din is that you're putzer? You should say you are chayiv. Why do the Maisa Shabbos Darbanan are putzer? Oh, so the Maria is Kita Patre Rabbanan Asha Ara. So Einachinam, you're correct. That according to the Rabbanan, according to the Shita, we say Maisa Shabbos Darbanan, the case of shechting on Shabbos, you would be chayv al vehei, because that is shechita sekshera. And then when it says the Rambam said, when the Rambam said that you're putzer, what's that go in that brayso there? What is that going on? That's only going to case of avodah zarah and shor nisgal. The other cases.
Wait, can you explain the kasha again? The man d'amar Rabbanan, my time is Rabbanan putzer, right?
So according to the man d'amar who says, the Maisa Shabbos is only a Sidra Rabbanan. Mm-hmm. The question is, what is the reason the Rabbanan in the Braisa patter you from Dal Dehei? I mean, the initial way we thought they patter you is because they go on like Rabbi Shimon, that Shchita Shein Ruah lo Shma Shchita. So the question is, what about Shabbos? Is Shabbos Shchita Shein Ruah? So you Shchita Ruah. So we said, no, we're going on Yerukh Nassandar, that Shchita at Maisa Shabbos, therefore that Shchita Shein Ruah. But according to the Amor argues and says, if Maisa Shabbos is Darabanan, then if Maisa Shabbos is Darabanan, then the Shechita is a Kasha Shechita. Right? If it's a Kasha Shechita, the Shechita Ruya, then it would seem you shouldn't be Chayiv.
Right.
So even according to Darabanan, who say in the Brice your Putter, they agree that by the Shabbos case you're Chayiv. It's when they say Putter in the Brice for Dal Dehei, it's for the other cases. For the case of Abazar and Shari Niskal.
Well, when it comes to Shabbos, it'd be
Chai. Exactly.
Well, we don't ask Narbanan as to why we say Chai in regards to Abazar and Shari Niskal.
Why yeah. Don't they say?
No, but we said the price that we bring Narbanan, that say Pater.
Mm-hmm.
They only say that by Ashara and not by Shabbos.
Exactly. On Shari Niskal and
Abazar. But what about from our price, though, where we group them all together? Shoin and Skull, they're all Losh Meshkita.
So, I mean, what?
What did Abundant say regards to Shoin and Skull and
no, that is, this is the same, this is our Raisa. Okay. I mean, that's how they would read our Raisa.
Uh-huh.
That our Raisa, in Achinami, by Mashabs, they agreed, I was just throwing in there, I guess, because Rabbi Meir Shita. If they are, just remember, I was, I don't know how exactly. So I guess because Rabbi Meir holds your Chayek, highly Rabbi Meir Shita, that's why it puts the case of Shabbos. But in Achinami, Rabbi would agree. But only where they're going to come to argue is only on the other two cases. Okay, so let's just read Rashi. Rashi says, "My time is the Rabbanan." What does that mean? Which Rabbanan are we talking about? The plea get the remeir. That's what he just exactly just said. Upatri mikanas adal the head. Upatri from the kanas adal the head. Whole sins it's vayachal deyachar. And again, ukinta, and ukinta is hashkita ruihi midaraisa. Midaraisa is shkita ruya. So the question is. And the Asha Ara, the Gemara, the Avodah Tzavim, the Ashar Nisko we're talking about, that's what Rashi says. So the question is, though, why don't we say it's in a Ruhi Midarabanan? Then why don't we say that it's in that inner Ruhi Midarabanan, that's why there's no Chiyah Dal Dehei? Because it's not Ruhi, it's not a Shita Kshir, it's not a, even though Midarai say in Echanam, it's Shita Kshir, it's a Shita Ruhiya, but at the Rabbanan level, it's not a Shita Ruhiya. Why don't we say that? So I believe if we said that, we'd have a big problem with, I think it was Avodah Zarah. What was it again? Okay, so So the Shita wanted to answer. Okay, the answer I think we said was the Shita. He said the Isidra, we wouldn't let the Isidra is come to make one pattern from Dal the head. That's by the way, that's what we did. That's what the Shita wanted to say. And we wrote another resort in terms of Rechayim, that maybe it's not just about the Raisa Durabana. Not just whether it's up to the Raisa Durabana, that's not the other thing. The question is, it's in order to be Shita Shita Ruya, it's going to be a certain Chetza. So Maisa Shabbat, which isn't Nisr Chetza, that will be Shita Ruya. But for example, Chulin Shinichel Azara, that is an Nisr Chetza, so even then the Durabana is Shita Shita Ruya. Ah, that's what it was based off. Okay, fine. I don't think I have time to go into all this. Yeah, definitely not. Okay, fine. We'll leave it at that. So, okay, when it comes out again, if you hold Maishav Darbanon, then the Chum are only arguing in terms of Avodah Zarah and Shar Nisgal, that's where we said your putter from Dalai. If they're right, so that's when you can argue by all three. Okay, let's finish up the Tosfos at the end. Tosfos says, Yiko Dvei Masei Kodesh. So Tosfos asked, and again, that was according to one who says, my shop is Darabah. The Ein Lahakshu, don't ask the low lift of low heave, low Kodesh, to have the Asura Bachila, Mikola Sheto Akti Lacha. Then don't ask that, don't write he, and don't write, again, what do we need? We have to have a yid. He kodesh v'meima aset kodesh, right? We need the he, and we need the kodesh to teach you that this is usher, but not maisa shabbos. So, what we could just say, just take out the he, don't ask, take out the he, and take out the kodesh, and then we know yasser v'achila from mikol asher t'yati l'cha. The hachi amrina v'chi of perkol basar. My bad. This is the question. Tosis's question is this: that why do you again? The assumption of the Gemara is that the Pazik says Kodesh. You think just like this is Kodesh, like just like Hekdesh is Kodesh, Zasser, so two Shabbos is Kodesh. No, as far as the Pazik says he Kodesh. The Dafka, no, the Shabbos is Kodesh, and not Mice the Shabbos is Kodesh. So Tosis's question is: don't write he, don't write Kodesh, and then we wouldn't know Mice the Shabbos. It would be there's no hazmi that Mice Shabbos would be Kodesh would be Asher to begin with. Take out Kodesh, take out Yi, and there's no problem. You wouldn't think yourself as a Midrashim. It's only because it said Kodesh that we need the He Kodesh to say Nice Shabbos is not Asr.
I thought Tosfos' kasha was He Kodesh is unnecessary because even without He Kodesh, we would have known that Shabbos is Kodesh from the minute of the Pesukim.
That was the question?
I mean, why did it have to darshan out from He Kodesh? It could have just. Isa Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. Why do we need a drasha? Had it said nothing, we still would have known Shabbos is the Isa, but Isa Shabbos is the Rabbanan.
You're right. Yeah, I think that makes more sense. You're right. So basically it's saying that, right, He Kodesh, we know Shabbos is Kodesh, we have other something like that. So why do we need this He Kodesh? So it's you need the He Kodesh in order to teach you, because you would have thought it would be Usher, you would have thought it would have been Usher because of Loserati, exactly. To teach you it's not Usher, that's why you need the He Kodesh. You need for the exclusion.
Right, exactly. Because if you learned out from Lo Seichal Kol Toeva, you would have thought my Shabbos was the Araisa.
Meaning, the question is, from saying my Shabbos is Kodesh, that sounds like it's us, that my Shabbos would be us, right?
Right.
So putting the Yi makes it Mutter. So leaving both that, which is what you're saying. Because we know it's Kodesh. We know Shabbos is Kodesh from another perspective. So why do you need this dafka, this kodesh, which thought teach you daraisa tzatzer? He telling you no, dafka Shabbos kodesh and not maaseh Shabbos. And the answer is that you need it in order so you wouldn't say tzatzer from those yachmi. Okay. So my time, Toso says, oh, that's a good one. My time is Rabban the Patra. What's the reason, according to Rabban the Patra, you? Don't say that the Likud is the Rabbanan who passed you from Maaseh Shabbos. Why? Then what would they say? Maybe they would say that the, what would they say? The Chacham argue on the whole drasha. They don't believe the Yishtah of the Harber in those cases.
That's not true.
The Lo Nichol is literally the Pligi B'Shliach. It's not good to say that they argue in terms of Shliach. So this question, Tosos question, this question that why don't the Rabbanan? Why did the Gemara asked initially? So right there, Tosis could ask, and it could be asked that maybe they argue during the maybe they argue in the drasha. They don't hold that there's dinner shlishi levar there by dal behei. Why you could ask the question right there, at the beginning of the sugya. Why does Tosis wait till here? Tosis Rashi could ask actually at the beginning of the sugya here. Why does Tosis wait until now to daf ask this question? So we want to say as follows that before we got to this sugya of shrika shiruya. You could have established this. This touches actually on a point we mentioned yesterday. Actually, it makes more sense now. That before we get just in the beginning part of the sugya, we could have thought that this whole case, the whole brace itself, was talking in a case of shogeg. And if it's talking in the shogeg, so we know there's another tosfos. There's a tosfos lishitasa, a tosfos in Baba Kama holds that in a case of shogeg, you don't even need drasha. Shogeg shliach shogeg. We hold yesh lechavar avera. We don't need dal behei, any of those like special drashas. Shliach shogeg is the din yesh lechavar avera. So that's why Tosfos doesn't ask this split things earlier, because even without the Rabbanan learning the drashas, you could have assumed that there would still be a din. The Rabbanan could have still hold yesh lechavar avera, because you could have said the case of shliach shogeg.
And not learn from more tafa.
Exactly. Even if you didn't learn Maftachas, you still learned Shiesh Ladarver from Yishleach Shogeg. But now we're on this sugya. We're in the sugya of Shrika Shein Ruluya. And that's after the main exactly. Because the Shogeg, we know we can't be talking about the Shogeg or the Shrika Shein Ruluya. Because the Shogeg, Shita Ruluya, is Shema Shrika. For example, Maisa Shabbos. Even Rukhan Asandler, the most Mafra Shita, he says, Bein him, Bein Bachem, they're all Asir Liola. That's on the main. The Shogeg.
Says
and we know even the man number says deraisa my shabbos is aser. That's only b'mezid. B'shogi gibi mutter. So that's why Dr. Tosfos asked this question now. Because now what's really here, we know we can't establish the braisa as talking about shogi, because that's not shlita shein eruya. That's shlita eruya. So that's why it comes up now that you can't be arguing to shlita shogi. So that's why the question comes up that maybe they can argue on oh atachas are aser shlita.
They could be one.
I mean, that's why they could also ask the question. That maybe you think that the machlokas is that they argue on the drashos of all the tachas. And there,
by saying it here, we know that they don't argue on the
drashos. Well, no.
If they would have said it by shogi, they wouldn't need all the tachas for anything.
Exactly. I mean, that wouldn't have been a question because they still, even without it, they could have argued.
By shogi.
Yeah.
But now it's here by Mazin.
I mean, so if they argue by these drushes, then they actually wouldn't hold the Yeshua Levar there.
Right.
So now it's actually relevant. Exactly. That's why he says, Lo Nicha. But I'm saying that's why it comes up. That's why he asks that here, because now there's no Shliach Shogeg. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you would argue on the scene of the din of Otachas, there would be no din of Yeshua Levar there. That's not here. That's why I read this question here. Mm-hmm. It says, No, Lo Nicha.
All right. The base Yaakov, see this. Yeah. I would have been giving.
Yeah, as we give anger. Exactly. That's just enough for now. Let's one last Tosfos. That's all we have time for. So the last Tosfos says the Into Kika Patri Rabbanan Ashar. The Rabbanan Patri the other ones. The Into Omar Ma'i Shriful Masni Klaus other Bishabas. Somebody asked this. Why did you mention Shabbos then? I feel Shrita Shein Ruya Mechayim Remeir. Because even Shrita Shein Ruya Remeir Mechayim. So what Chiddush is there in bringing the case of Shabbos? Meaning what I told you initially was that maybe we need it for Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir, you know why? Because that's Kisa Shchita Ruya. So if Rabbi Meir says, and we know Rabbi Meir says what says your chayit even cases of Avodah Zarah and Shahar Nisgal, which are Shkita She'ein Ruya. So if he holds in those cases, there's Chiyuv, Knas, Dal Behei, Kol Shekein hold of Shabbos. And even Rav Meir doesn't need Knas. Doesn't need to bring this case to Shabbos. He's the old by Shkita She'ein Ruya, Kol Shekein hold of Shkita She'ruya. So that's his question. Hashkita Ruya he. Exactly. And then Shabbos, we know the look of Shkita Ruya. So the Yishlam learned the Zuhasu, Tony. But in Akhenam, you're right. They didn't really need to teach it, but it's not only this, but even this as well. That's the way the Gemara advices generally work out. Which one last, I guess, quick point, just one last one before we close Maase Shabbos, in that it's just a larger issue. That question is, we brought this machlokas Maase Shabbos right to the Rabbanan in terms of Rabbi Yochanan Sanna. That's the Gemara's concept. The question is. Is do we hold according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, is there an issur d'oraisa ma'aseh Shabbos according to those shitas? So Rashi thought, Rashi wanted to say that this machlokes was essentially dafka Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Or Rabbi Yochanan Sanner, yeah, ma'aseh Shabbos." He says, "The meza srim and ator batil for Rabbi Yochanan Sanner." He thought this shita, who holds Ma'aseh Shabbos is deraisa, is only lefi, only if you're Yochanan Sanna. The Ramban, though, wanted to say that maybe not. He wanted to say that no, that machlokes even exists within Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The question is, why not? You know, what's the difference? What's better about the mixing this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Sanna versus Rabbi Meir and Yehuda? So he said, look, either Ramban, it would make sense because the question is, who do we pass in like Lecha Maisa? You could have brought a Raya from here. The fact that there's a Machlokes, a Meroyim, within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan Sanner, so why is that, if you don't pass in Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yochanan Sanner, why is it relevant to bring down this Machlokes if we don't hold like it even? So that would seem to indicate that we bring a Raya that we do pass in like Rabbi Yochanan Sanner. So the Pashas, we know, like most Rishon, vast majority, I think everybody actually, holds, we do not pass every Yochanan Sanner. That's why the Ramban, the thought to establish it, the benefit of establishing the Machlokas, even the fear of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, is that that's not a Raya anymore. But the fact is Machlokas, because Machlokas exists both within Rabbi Meir Yochanan Sanner and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But others say that now it's not necessarily such a diak, that really, even if you want to say Machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan Sanner, it's way of Shas, we do that sometimes. But that there's no indication that we pass him like him la halacha. And with that, I guess we'll stop because we're out of time.